Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where do we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
I've done those imitations, those little jokes. Do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
Pesky Earth creatures.
Ladies and gentlemen, a day that will live in infamy for the bloodthirsty left. Friday, June 24th, 2022, Roe v. Wade overturned. restrictions on the Second Amendment overturned, and more. And the left is vowing violence and vengeance. Big broadcast straight ahead. Stay with us.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
It's a big day. Friday, June 24th, 2022. Roe v. Wade overturned by the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Death are in a violent panic.
You were standing, I was there. Two worlds collided, and they can never tear us apart.
So, what's happened here on this historic Friday edition? Why did the Supreme Court do the right thing and overturn Roe v. Wade just under the Constitution and kick it back to the states? Well, a lot of reasons. But the big one is that we have 3D modeling and 3D scans in HD for now 20-plus years of babies in the womb sucking their thumbs at even 2-3 months, playing, dancing, and we know that's a human. And statistics show... yeah, the baby boomers are still 50-50 pro-death. But below the age of 30, it's over 75 to 80% of people, and it's intensifying with the youngest generation waking up and being anti-abortion. And then you've got the pro-abortion crowd saying it's a satanic sacrament in court, saying we're going to kill those little bastards, wearing shirts, celebrating, yeah, I killed my baby, I'm going to kill more. And really showing us how sick and evil they are in their cult of death. And so that's a big part of it as well. And the Supreme Court's far from perfect, but as Clarence Thomas said today, North is still North, South is still South. This is reality, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's not a total overturn of Roe v. Wade saying that it's illegal. It's simply saying it goes back to the states. And Nancy Pelosi and others say that there's a paradox or a contradiction or hypocrisy in the ruling that states cannot ban concealed carry or gun permits just on a whim. You've got to be a felon to be banned. That really is a big overturn of much of the victim disarmament that they call gun control in this country. They're saying, oh, look, well, we thought that's a state right. Well, states can't announce slavery is legal again. States can't announce that they can take your guns. States can't announce any of that in our republic system. And I believe the Supreme Court could have outright banned abortion because it is murder, historically. You see other rulings, you know, saying you can't say that black people aren't human. Things like that by the Supreme Court that we all know deep down is true, that black people are humans and that it was wrong to say they were only 2/3 humans. But they've gone 90% of the way now, and there are close to 30 states that are now going to heavily restrict the murder of children. It was the left's celebration of killing babies up to their due date, and then multiple states, like New York, passing laws you could kill babies for weeks after birth. And people were like, what the hell is this? And finally started waking up out of their comas. And that's really what this is all about. The left work for mega corporations that are eugenicist, that don't want us to value human life, don't want us to value our own freedoms, so that none of us will stand up for ourselves. We won't stand together, so we'll all fall. Abortion was pushed and passed, and Planned Parenthood and all of it, by the Rockefellers, by Margaret Sanger, and their express goal was to kill all black people and kill most white people, Hispanics and Asians, according to IQ tests that would be administered when children were in elementary school. They actually called, if you go back to Margaret Sanger, for killing young children even. And I can play you newscasts out of the Netherlands and the UK and other places where they will interview a Down syndrome man and say, did you know you cost society 3-4 times what other people do in their socialist societies? What's so dangerous about socialist societies? They can, you know, put a value on human life and then devalue it. And they say to the Down syndrome man, shouldn't you just kill yourself? Well, once we get rid of the Down syndrome folks and euthanize the old people like Bill Gates wants to do, is that really a world you want to live in? Is that a world you really think is a safe place to live? We have a little Soylent Green piece we've been airing for about 6-7 years with myself and the great David Knight. And David Knight is a great guy, by the way, even though we had to let him go. I really admired David Knight, really appreciate him, and I do love him, actually. But we're going to be airing that piece coming up at the start of the next segment, just to remind you of what this is really all about, because David and myself and others really, I think, put it well. But it's the selling of the baby parts. It's the keeping babies alive. It is this overarching dehumanization. If we go out to these pro-abortion rallies, and the majority of the women and men say, I love Satan, I love the devil. And they've got pentagram tattoos. They say, I kill my babies. I want to kill more babies. This is not a minority of these people. This is the majority have converted to Satanism. And that is their operating system. And there are even national documentaries out by the Satanists themselves, they just came out in the last few years, where they brag that a large portion of Democrats now identify as Satanists. And so this is about selfishness, it's about devaluing human life, and this is a big victory for everybody that protested and spoke out and shared articles and videos and convicted other people's hearts about what was happening. This shows in this sea of evil and corruption and collapsing borders and devalued currencies and pedophilia and world government attacks on the family and all of it, that humanity is coming back, and that the full weight of the reality that we've got to have a turning point where we start reversing course, and we're beginning to see this big ship start to turn around. The question is, will it be too little too late? Well, it never will be, because this life is a test. We're eternal beings made by God. And what matters is the choice, not even what happens to you physically in the equation of life on this planet temporarily, but what matters spiritually and eternally forever. So I want to thank you all for joining us on this very important Friday edition. We already have Judge Brown joining us, one of my favorite guests, to cover the weaponization of the judiciary and more, but now he will be able to get into these big Supreme Court rulings as well. Judge Joe Brown is going to be on in the third hour. Jacob Ingalls, who helped break and really first expose the guy that almost beat via fraud, Governor DeSantis a few years ago, now indicted. That's important to have a look at. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. But I intend, and I will, at the bottom of the hour, to give the number out specifically on Roe v. Wade, and what do you think of this, and what do you think the pitfalls are, and what do you think the left's going to do next, vowing violence and vengeance and insurrection all across the United States. Open phones on one subject, and that is the Roe v. Wade being overturned, and if you humor me and give me your comment on that, then I'd also like you to add the caveat or the dessert, and give us your view on the major Second Amendment ruling overturning New York, not letting folks have concealed carry unless they can give them enough campaign contributions and kiss their ass. Oh, sorry, you run a liquor store, or sorry, you're a guy that works in your own company overnight at a factory, you can't have a gun, but the political ruling class, they can have bodyguards, in many cases paid for by the citizens. So we're going to fire up the phone system. It's not turned on yet. We're going to turn the phone system on at the start of the next segment, and this will be for first-time callers today. I want to hear from you. We're going to take a lot of your calls. I just want your view on it, and I'm moving to the next person. Sometimes I'll let callers stay on 4 or 5 minutes, and that's great. Today, you get 1 minute because I want to load up this phone board, and I want to take your calls bang, bang, bang. And then there's all the other news. Man, Joe Biden came out and blamed gas stations for gas prices. You know, the Putin thing was a lie, but a small part of the increase was the war, which NATO started. But to blame gas stations for the prices when they may be making 20 cents a gallon or something just to keep their doors open, that is unbelievable misdirection. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way.
Find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Shockwave, says the Drudge Report. Roe v. Wade overturned. What will be the crazed, demonic left's response? Drunk on the blood of children, believing their sacrament may be taken away from them. We're taking your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Again, 877-789-2539. First-time callers here in the next segment. What is your quick take view on this and where it's going and what comes next? A lot of hard work's gone into exposing this. We're not there yet, but we're getting close. And obviously people will still go to other states to have these abortions. They'll go to other countries. But we as a people are rejecting it and saying we know it's evil, we know it's murder, particularly third trimester, and now trying to keep babies alive and now kill the old people. We see the slippery slope. We know we've gone over the edge of it. And there are the arguments they have for early abortions. If they were really just doing it because the person's poor or they were raped or whatever, but that's the excuse. It's very rare. It's done because they love death and devaluing humans. And so you have to make a choice. Do you value human life or do you not? This is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal. And I want to explain something. I never judge people that have had abortions. I was extremely promiscuous when I was young and did not have any trouble with the ladies. And I though I did not try to get women pregnant, I got a lot of women pregnant. And I have been involved in a lot of abortions. And a lot of women, I know I got pregnant, had abortions and never really told me about it till later. And it's wrong. And my dad confronted me when I was about 18 years old. I had just moved out. I said, I got a job, but I need some more money. And he was like, my God, I just gave you money for an abortion a month ago. What is your problem? Stop killing my grandchildren. I'm like, well, how'd you even know that's why I need money? And he was just like, you're out of control. You got to stop it. And my heart really got convicted about that. And I was actually celibate for several years and really launched my operations after that. And as soon as I stopped just chasing women around every day at all times, basically, then my mission basically materialized in front of me. And that was the beginning of so many great things. And I've got four wonderful children today. And I look at my children, and I love them more than life itself. And I would die for them in a second. And I just imagine all those children I threw away. And so I'm not judging people who believed it wasn't really a human and believed it was a blob of tissue and believed it was just a choice like I did. God will forgive you. Just say you're sorry and you were wrong, and a huge weight will be lifted off of you. But if you harden your heart and say, I don't care, I'm going to keep doing it, you will be turned over to evil. And the people that are involved in abortion are turned over to evil, ladies and gentlemen. And you see the satanic fruits of what they do. Euthanasia, keeping babies alive, selling their organs. I told Joe Rogan about that 4 years ago on Studio. It became a big national story. People went and looked into it and found it was true. Of course it was true. And now that's come out and convicted everybody's hearts. And America is saying no to being part of this. And it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing that has happened. Now, obviously, the timing of this will energize the left for these elections. And the left's going to engage in a lot of violence. And I would imagine, if I was them, thinking of their evil processes, I've got them dead to rights, I've got their number, they'll stage some false flags now. Bombings, mass shootings, and abortion clinics to blame on us and to try to legitimize their culture of death and what they're doing and their armies of their pedo-masked Antifa running around working for the big banks, working for the eugenicists, working for the establishment. So the fight is far from over, but there is a fight happening, and we're not just rolling over and letting these monsters continue to kill our unborn and our born and our old folks. And that's the good news. The bad news is the globalists know they're losing the fight in America to disarm us. They know they're losing the fight against abortion, child murder. And so they've just moved on to the poison vaccines to depopulate us, and the GMO and the nanotech in the food and all the stuff that's happening, the 5G on that front. So while we're battling this fight, while we're in this war, which is important, realize they've already moved on to other forms of attack. We need to be fully aware of all of that, and we have that news and information as well. But your phone calls, Paul, Corey, Adrian, Will, Paul, and many others, your calls are coming up on the other side of this break. Separately, I'm going to hit this before we go to calls. Biden is given a script, and there's actual photos of this that came out a year ago, but now they have HD of it, of the script he's given. Walk in, sit down, say this, do that, like he's a trained SEAL or a trained dog. I mean, that's what this is. You talk about puppet, this is it. But he has now done something that takes the cake. And remember, he's being given this to say that it's the gas station's fault that gas prices are like this. And they're playing on ignorance of the general population, they think, that people don't know how this works at gas stations. But I actually know people that own gas stations. I've had family that own gas stations in East Texas. I know the business. And for those that don't know, I'm going to give you a little secret. Most gas stations lose money on gas, but that's how they get you in the convenience store to buy food and drinks and things like that, hot dogs, pizza, whatever. So this is a giant lie. We'll cover that straight ahead. Stay with us.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election, how they're planning to steal future elections, and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online, and it's great that millions watch it online, but you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Conservatives do it politely. They call us terrorists. Well, now she's out in front of the Supreme Court calling for people to hit the streets. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
That's right. We'll kill as many black people as we can. Because we're so pro-black. unbelievable mind control. And you're going to keep the babies alive, too, and sell their organs.
Let me ask this. Women are not fighting alone. There are men who have wives and daughters. There are men who respect women, and there will be men in this fight with women. This is not over. It's just the genesis of a new beginning.
Look at that kook out there wearing his mask. What a cult of freakazoids. Holy murderous with these poison shots. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, but first I want to hit this. Biden reads off a teleprompter. Biden is given a script. It came out his first weeks in office a year and a half ago. He would wave papers around. People could freeze it and see he was being told everything to do. Well, there's new papers out. We've got some images of those where it shows specifically what he's told to do like he's a dog. You take your seat. Very specific cheat sheet reminds Biden how to act and how to stay awake. And here's the cheat sheet. He's so dumb, he holds it up for everybody. And it goes in to say, you enter the Roosevelt room and say hello. You take your seat. Press enters. You give brief comments, and it just goes on. Press departs. I mean, you talk about mind control. So everything coming out of his mouth is a pre-scripted thing. This is the definition of a puppet. I mean, he is literally a dementia-addled, riddled creature. And so when he says this stuff, this is not a gaffe. This is what he's told to say. So now he says, I'm really upset about gas prices. And he points his finger at the camera. We'll play the clip in a moment. And he says, gas stations, you did this. You will cut prices. Now, for anybody that doesn't know about this, it's easy to look up. You just type in, most gas stations lose money on gas by the time they pay for the regulations and the tanks and the maintenance and all of it. On average, they make about 25 cents a gallon, which is very competitive. Now, during hurricanes and some gas shortages sometimes, stations will be caught charging, if there's lines, way more. And maybe they're making a dollar a gallon instead of, 15 cents a gallon. But we're talking about people gassing up their cars with 20 gallons, and maybe they make $3-4. I mean, do you understand that until recently, a gallon of gas was cheaper than a gallon of water? Because the U.S. was one of the top oil producers in the world. It was number one under Trump. Now it's number four, number three. Put in how you look at the numbers. So imagine they've already suspended in most states the gas tax, and it's still at $5 a gallon on average. It's like $8 a gallon in California and other areas. $6 a gallon in places like Hawaii. But it's a $5 national average because he shut off thousands of pipelines, the big Keystone pipeline when it was already completed. He cut all of the drilling permits. He killed drilling in Anwar, Alaska, killed drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, which just means Venezuela and China and everybody else just comes and drills it. And then we buy it from Venezuela. We buy it from other countries. So for him to be the author or the front man of this and to come out and blame gas stations shows you a window into the minds of the controllers that they think the public's so stupid that they want to first misdirect and say Putin did it, but even the Federal Reserve admits that's not the case. And now it's the gas station. Gas stations make their money on cigarettes and lottery tickets and chewing tobacco and Hot Pockets and honey buns and coffee and Gatorade and Coca-Cola and aspirin and lighters and ice cream and potato chips, and magazines. Everybody knows that is the bottom line. And so gas stations couldn't operate just selling gas. That's why you ever see places just sell gas? You don't see that anymore. You be in small towns that got like 80-year-old gas stations. They don't even have an office to sell stuff, and they're usually closed. You can drive all through the United States and see old shutdown gas stations. They have that little bitty office, a little bitty place, where maybe they sell cigarettes and oil. Those places are out of business because you can't run a business in the gas station business, the convenience store business, off gasoline. You will go bankrupt before you ever start. And here's the President of the United States with his controllers loading up in his notes and his teleprompter to tell you and to tell me that I'm ordering you right now to lower gas prices when his policies are the direct cause of every stinking bit of the increase. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, there's NBC News. Station owners make most of their profits in the stores and sales of food and drinks, as well as alcohol, where sales are legal. That's a known fact, but they think you're so stupid that they're now going with that in the news. Well, he's right. It's the gas stations. He tried to blame the oil companies last week. And there is some evidence that since increased prices went up and inflation, they have now started charging about 10% more than they should. But if you're the actuaries, I'm not defending oil companies, but they know the price is going up in the future, so they're adding that in for the future cost delivery of goods. So, no, ladies and gentlemen, when Trump told oil companies to lower prices, when Trump, they said, yes, sir, let us increase output, and it plunged. Because the president has power when he's not a puppet. Biden could be directing all this. I'm going to go to break and take your calls, but here is Biden and the biggest lie ever.
The companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump. This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today. Your customers, the American people, they need relief now. So let me summarize.
So he can flip a switch and say we're now pro-energy like Trump did and go from being the third biggest producer to number one overnight. Just flip a switch. The oil companies and the wildcatters and our people can do it like that. The infrastructure is still there, though it's falling apart. I've talked to a lot of people that work in the oil fields and the refineries. They say if things continue for another year, they won't be able to up capacity for a decade. But it's still in place right now. Within months, they can lower gas prices. He is in direct control of those levers. And he blames the gas stations. I mean, that is just so insulting. And he sits there all sanctimonious like he cares. But you know, there's probably 20% of people. That's what really bothers Democrats. They stay in power by election fraud. Everybody knows that. It's all come out. But there's about 20-25% of people that would believe the moon was made out of pistachio ice cream if he told them so. They would believe anything. And they're like, yeah, it's the gas stations. They're the ones. They're the reason the price went up. Not that he blocked the drilling and the refining and the delivery of the stuff. Man, these people are sick. They told you it was all coming 3 years ago. Your calls are straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I've stopped looking for questions. I've got only suggestions. Black and white can only turn to gray. In time, we're all gonna find out. Our time's all gonna wind out and just count down until that judgment day. But everybody knows you live and you learn. But the lessons just go on and on and on.
You live, you learn.
You live.
Great. Clint Black bringing us in. Here's AOC running around like a chicken with her head cut off in front of the Supreme Court building, wanting the blood of those babies. Big article on Infowars.com. Thread, liberals triggered. More black children will be born in America following SCOTUS abortion ruling. Here is AOC. They're having so much fun. It's so fun. They got to live. Nobody killed them. Now they want to bully all those unborn babies. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm going to say this here real quick to everybody. We can't operate without your funding. Plus, we got great products you need. We were almost sold out of all the original T-shirts. It'll never be made again. More than 100 designs. They're down to like 5,000 shirts of all the classics ever to be made again at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have two shirts, the regular shirt that's already great fabric, great design, I thought, is this the designer shirt when it came in? They said, no, that's the regular shirt that costs us like $10 a shirt. Then we have the designer shirt costs us like $18 a shirt. It's like super designer, super nice for men and women. Alex Jones was right. Infowars.com on the back. Those are great shirts. What an adventure to wear it out in public. You'll meet a lot of great people. You also in leftist areas might get physically attacked. You get the shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Got some other big sales that I've been so busy we haven't ended, but it's got to end today because I think they have like 100 bottles left. One of the products in the four-pack ultimate immune system booster with four of our best-selling products to boost your immune system for 60% off, 50% off for three of those products, the Trifecta special, and then 40% off X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. And then separately, we have preparetoday.com that is run by the great folks at My Patriot that is the full spectrum of all their products at the lowest prices with hundreds of other great preparedness items at incredibly low prices that then fund our operation. If you're looking for storable food that's in stock, ready to ship within days of you ordering, if not the day you order it, some days it goes out that day, go to preparetoday.com, and then they're a great sponsor to keep InfoWars and this broadcast on air. And with food shortages and all the global crises and inflation, I told you all this was coming. You don't need me to tell you now. It's here. It's only going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get prepared and take that off your preparedness checklist to get high-quality, storable food. The place to do it is preparetoday.com or preparewithalex.com. Takes you to the exact same site, preparetoday.com. And thank you all for your support and keeping us on the air. It is amazing. Okay. A lot of the crazy clips, but let's go to your phone calls. We've got a lot of folks holding here. We're taking calls. The order they received, your response to Roe v. Wade ruling by the Supreme Court. Paul, give us your take on this historic decision. Welcome, Paul. You want to give us your take on this? All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. All right. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Adrian in Missouri. Adrian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. What's your view on this historic decision?
Well, I never thought this day would come. I never thought I would see it, even after the leak. But we as believers must continue to recognize that God is fully in control of this world. And if we believe that he is in control, then we need to abandon the evil. We need to abandon the sickness that's taken over this country and get back to God. Because God will change his mind and give us a reprieve. We just have to recognize who's in control. These people that practice this evil that's called abortion, they've done this now freely for 40 years, long before I even knew what it was. They've been practicing this evil, and it's time now for God to take back what his life has asked.
Well, that's right, and even though this won't stop this overnight, it's our vote and a symbol that our government is going in the right direction, and look how cursed we are under this evil. We will begin to be blessed as soon as we begin to make the right decisions and reverse this.
Exactly, and I'm so thankful this is just one step. It's not the end all of everything, but it's one major step. Thanks be to God that we may get a reprieve if we just continue to go back to God. Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate everything you do. Let's keep the fight because we are at war. And a lot of people don't realize we're at war or they don't care. But we have been at war for a long time, and you've been at the front. Thank you so much for everything.
God bless you and your beautiful words, man. We love you. Thank you so much, Adrian, for being part of the InfoWars family. We love you. Let's go ahead and just go in the order they're received here. Let's go ahead and talk to Will in Texas responding to this historic event. What do you think's happening?
Hey, Alex, thanks a lot. First time, long time, big fan. I think this whole notion or endeavor of trying to legislate abortion is a colossal waste of time. We're never going to agree. You know, there's always political implications. There's caveats on both sides, one way or the other. It's just a colossal waste of time. So how do we deal with that in lieu of abandoning the whole notion of abortion, yay or nay? We need to draw a line, to collectively draw a line in the sand when that baby takes on civil rights. So then if that baby's touched, you know, molested or done anything outside of that timeline, then the existing laws on the books apply to that baby.
Well, I get part of what you're saying, but maybe extrapolated or quantified for me, so I get fully what you're saying. Here's what I'm getting at. the people running the abortion operation are anti-human eugenicists. I'm not saying everybody that's been part of abortions are bad. They've been deceived. But the whole move to dehumanize and devalue life is the entire globalist agenda. So I see this as a very positive move. I think what you're saying is humans should decide to protect children and protect the weak regardless. And as a culture, we should be good enough and informed enough to not make bad decisions. And then abortion would be obsolete by freedom of choice. And that's where I'd like to see this going. That's why we're seeing this beginning of the reversal, because all the polls and statistics show people have had their hearts convicted. I want to read a quote to you from the Bible. We can put that back on screen. This is a very, very important quote. And, of course, there's a longer quote in context that's even more important from the Bible. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Is our land not diseased? Is our land not cursed?
I'm 100% with you, Alex. I'm 100% pro-life. But the fact of the matter is that we're not going to agree on it. And, you know, there's always going to be caveats, let's say, health implications, incest, or rape. And if you make
sure, but they're trying to say kill babies after they're born. That's why this is being rolled back, because people now know it's not just gay marriage. You know, the left wants to sexualize our children at age four. It's like people get now, the more you give them, the more they want.
Right. That's why I'm saying draw a line in the sand, whether that be the third trimester, halfway through this pregnancy, whatever it may be, and say, okay, this baby now accepts civil rights. So if a doctor or anybody molests or kills or does anything to that baby, the existing laws that we have on the book, like murder, manslaughter,
no, here,
and
so forth. You're saying that it, you know, declare third trimester it's a human, declare it has human rights at that point.
Exactly.
I hear what you're saying. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I mean, I'll take any victory we can get. And I get all the arguments for abortion. Believe me. I mean, I've been Mr. Abortion. And I love how the left always on national news shows. They've done a bunch of them. Jones is a hypocrite. He's anti-abortion, but admits he's had them. That's like saying, if I committed a murder and went to prison for 10 years and got out and was reformed, and I said murder's wrong, and they go, but you murdered somebody. You can't say murder's wrong. I have murdered my children. I was deluded. I didn't know what I was doing, but I repent and I admit it. And the left goes, why would he tell his audience of pro-life people he committed this act if he thinks it's bad? Because I'm not like you people on the left saying how you have the moral high ground, you're all perfect. I want people that have had abortions to know they can be forgiven. I want them to know that I'm not judging them. What matters is the heart. God judges the heart. And I want them to take the right choice and repent and be forgiven and have that weight lifted off of them. That's why I tell the story. Not because it makes me look good. It makes me look bad. But it's the truth. And that's what God wants, is just to admit what we've done. Okay? It's that simple. Best thing I ever did was admitting I killed my children. And the whole world opened up to me after I did that. Stop lying to yourselves. All right. Hour number two, your phone calls, Judge Joe Brown, and so much more coming up today on this powerful, historic Friday broadcast. Hour number two, only 2 minutes away. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.